It's Tuesday, October 19th, 2021. I'm Logan Miller, and this is a rundown of this evening's local news headlines. Dogs at the Idaho Falls Animal Shelter are in need of a home. The Idaho Falls Animal Shelter is quickly running out of space to house dogs. The shelter currently cares for 21 dogs and has a total of 22 kennels for adoptable dogs. Sergeant Josh Deedy says the process to adopt a dog is simple.
You pick out an animal that you like. We make sure that it's a good fit for you, or we try to make sure as best we can that it's a good fit for you. We offer guidance if maybe we think it might not be a good fit for you.
Deedy says that because the shelter is government-operated, it will never turn away an adopter unless there is a legal issue. Adoption fees range from $115 to $155, depending on the weight and gender of the animal. Sergeant Deedy realizes these prices can be steep for some, but he notes there is a way for the community to help.
We're always looking for donations. As you can imagine, sometimes people, it's a little costly to adopt an animal that may cost $135 to walk out the door. And people are like, oh, that's a little expensive. So we're always accepting donations to help reduce the costs of adoptions.
The shelter also accepts material donations such as food. The shelter is a no-kill facility and needs to free up space for other animals in need. To see how you can help or for more information, visit Idaho Falls Animal Shelter on Facebook. It's National School Bus Safety Week. The goal of this week is to remind car owners about driving safely around school buses. We spoke with Sergeant Brian Lovell with the Bonneville County Sheriff's Office about how often drivers violate school bus safety laws.
My school resource officers here in District 93 in Bonneville County, they take multiple, reports of school bus stop arm violations every week.
According to Idaho law, first-time offenders must appear before a judge and pay a $200 fine. The best way to avoid this is to stay alert and anticipate.
The biggest thing I would stress is pay close attention to your driving, especially when you're anywhere near schools or where kids are walking to and from school, your crosswalks. Pay attention to your crossing guards. Anytime you see a school bus, anticipate that it might be turning those warning lights on.
National School Bus Safety Week wraps up on Friday. Today's BYU-Idaho devotional speaker taught students about how to become physically and spiritually self-reliant in preparation for trying times. Doug Barker, the Clery Act compliance officer in the Public Safety Department at BYU-Idaho, emphasized why being prepared individually is so important.
You cannot help anybody else, right? If your spirit is broke down and you're hurting or there's something that's preventing you from progressing and having that faith and joy and peace that we're supposed to have.
Barker also emphasized how preparedness starts with consciously trying to do more spiritually beneficial things.
It's just doing it, just doing something.
Right.
Because I don't know anybody who hasn't said that I didn't feel like doing this or I didn't feel like doing that. I didn't feel like going to church. But I did, and I'm so glad I did.
Mm-hmm.
It's that moment when they don't have to go twice as much. They just have to go. Because once they do, they go, oh, I'm so glad I did.
To listen to his full devotional talk, Preparing for Our Spiritual Safety, just search BYU-Idaho Radio in your favorite podcast app. While there, you can also listen to our full interview with him about his talk. This has been a rundown of this evening's local and regional news for Tuesday, October 19th, 2021. I'm Logan Miller. You can catch more news, interviews, and great content on our podcast feed. Just ask Alexa, Google, or Siri to play the latest BYU-Idaho Radio podcast. Or listen to us for free on your favorite podcast app, like Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or Stitcher. This is BYU-Idaho Radio.